Get this meeting started, we'll start with the pledge.
Do I want to do that?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing, we'll be led in prayer by Scott Weaver from the Delta Church of Christ.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather here tonight, we ask you to watch over this meeting. We ask you to be with each person who speaks. And remind us again that each of us should be concerned mostly about what's important for the village of Delta and maybe not what is our individual wants and our individual needs. And as we are on election eve, we ask you to watch over this country and everything that takes place tomorrow. And as we have winners and losers, and as we have people who are going to be extremely upset about either one side winning, one candidate winning, or one candidate losing, remind us of what's on our money. In God we trust, and we are one nation under God, and as long as we keep our focus there, everything should work out okay. We thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. All right, we have a roll call, please.
Dawson?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Frank?
Here.
Dumoulin?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Adams?
Here.
Okay, can I get the approval of today's agenda?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dumoulin?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Is there anyone from the public wishing to address council today? Correspondence?
None.
All right, any updates from you personally?
Yes, I can provide an update too. At the last meeting, I gave you and the council an update on the correspondence that we had received from the United States Department of Agriculture regarding the loans that were provided or obligated for the Village of Delta for the Fernwood project. I've had contact with the USDA representative Mary Carr last week. We went over the project as much as we could, and at this point in time, I reached out to her to come up with a final recommendation from council regarding how we're going to go forward with it. There are two options that we have. One is to continue the project and accept the loans. That would require us to have a person-to-person meeting with the USDA. We'll go over the loan documents, update what's necessary to be updated within the correspondence that was issued in 2021, would begin that process if that's a desire. I asked about the inflationary effects that have happened since the original application was made for these loans. That would be a second request that we have to go in. Would be treated separately than the original loan app, and it all has to do with obligation of federal funds in fiscal years. So the answer is, yeah, we could possibly get more money if the project was if we were under budget for the project and under the current loan granting. We talked about the potential for grants that were available, and let me back up one. The loans that we have are not converted to any grants, so they are strictly loans. So we talked about further projects, upcoming periods. She indicated that the funding round was supposed to have started October 1st, but the Congress has not acted, and so they are There are, at this point in time, there are no 2025 projects been awarded. At this point in time, it's an hour reviewing hour, meaning Jenna, the finance director, and myself reviewing it. We don't see that you have room in your budget coming up to accept the loan documents at this time. I don't feel comfortable recommending, and I would recommend that the council and the mayor consider withdrawing or withdrawing our application and requesting that a de-obligation of those loan funds. But again, I recognize it's your council, it's your decision.
You said we applied in 21, right?
It looks like 2020 was probably applied for.
And they didn't grant it until 23?
They weren't a grant, it was a loan.
Right, but they didn't give us the loan until 2023?
No.
So it was
they
like...
gave us the loan in 2021.
Oh, okay, just a year,
yeah.
Okay.
I think she's asking when they approved the funds.
Right.
How long have we been unaware of the approval of the funds?
Well, and looking over some of the minutes, I'm not sure how the minutes were taken, but it appears that there was some correspondence from the administrator at that time to council saying, we don't have, you know, we got loans, but we don't see a way going forward with it. After that, the project was this kind of, it goes silent in the files. What we do see is that there's an outreach from the USDA, Mary Carr, asking for an update on the project, but I don't see any responses, so.
When does it go away completely if we don't withdraw?
Well, she's asking for a response from you, Council, by November 20th. There was a question as would this at the last meeting you asked the question, was there any negative to the Village of Delta with this funding agency? And I asked her that question. I said, what can we expect? You know, is this going to be a bad black mark on our checklist? And she goes, no, it happens. I guess it happens more frequently than we might want to imagine, but she had indicated that they'd like to disclose it, de-obligate the funds, they'll go on, and it would not hamper any of our funding requests going forward. She was looking at, we talked about other possibilities. There was some conversation about OWDA being available for further updates on loans if they had a better interest rate than their 2.25 interest. And we're looking at maybe going to the EPA for grants, since this is has something to do with stormwater, our wastewater separation program. So we talked about that, but it looks like, from what I could see in the files, that the Village of Delta has used USDA funds in the past, has gotten grants, and maybe some loans also. In fact, I know that you have gotten some loans, so.
Do you need a motion from council to deallocate the funds?
If that's the intent of council, a motion would be sufficient.
We cannot afford the payments to pay the loan. I'll make a motion that we respond to her that we're sorry it took so long, but we can't accept the loan funds at this time. Or whatever.
If
the appropriate.
Is that de-obligate the funds?
Yeah.
I have a motion. motion and second to deobligate the funds. Can I get roll call, please?
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. That's all I have to report to council.
Assistant Finance Director, Brian?
I gave the bank reconciliation reports for the month of October to Finance Chair Frank. I distributed to council the income tax comparison report through the month of October. I wanted to let council know that the cemetery pier project at the Green Lawn, those gates, the supplies have been ordered, pillars, I think they are, pillars. And that contractor should complete that work within the next 2 weeks.
Is that the same contractor that did the monument?
Yes. And then I also wanted to let council know that we would like, or we have reserved the Eagles room for November 14th for a retirement dinner for Bob Cass.
Well, it's not a dinner, it's a gathering.
It's a gathering, yeah.
Open type, okay.
So I wanted to ask council if they would allow that, or give us permission to do that. And if you would allow us to have a $300 spending limit toward that, if we could get a motion for a $300 spending limit.
Is the Eagles charging for the room?
They did charge, but we have taken care of that.
Will this be during hours or after?
From 3 to 6 p.m. So it would require allowing the employees to leave early that day.
I'll make a motion to allow it. If that's what's necessary. Small token to show Bob our appreciation for his years of service.
Okay.
I agree.
Thank you.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
That would be the 14th.
The 14th
yes.
of November from 3 to 6.
A yeah. Thursday?
Yes.
And Marlena will send out a invite to each of you.
Yes, I will.
Reminding you of the times.
And that is all, well, and I need approval of the invoices. Got that.
Motion to approve.
A second.
I have a motion and second to approve the invoices.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Mr. Zika, did we advertise for refuse again?
Yes, bids are to be received at the 8th, I think. Yes, Thursday. So hopefully we'll have a recommendation for award on your meeting on the 19th?
18th.
Okay. That's Monday, yeah.
Those bids will include cans as well, not just...
We asked for alternate for carts. So, yes. We've had indication that of some interest, at least I'm expecting two bidders, because we received inquiries from two bidders. So.
Mr. Law Director?
I have nothing, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Acting Chief Walker?
Yes, Mayor, I have a couple things. One of our four full-time officers is going on sick leave until further notice. So that leaves us with three full-time officers again. We will be having to contract out with the Sheriff's Office again. So, part-time officer Nathan Hartsock has resigned his position with our department in good standing. And the good news, I would ask council to, I would like to recommend to the council that they appoint Robert Lehman.
hiring in our purview? I didn't believe it was.
I don't think so.
I believe that's the administrator. I'm fine with hiring more police officers, but if you believe that falls out of our jurisdiction.
Is it? I can appoint. The mayor and I can appoint. I just thought I'd get council approval.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're not overstepping.
It's not going to change the budget, is it? You're not asking council to change the budget. You're just asking.
There's an open. I mean, there's a position open in the budget.
Yeah. So yeah, it would be the administration.
If you would like us to do that, it's not overstepping. I have no idea that, but it's just a fair view.
I thought there was some exception on that.
It's police chief.
Oh, okay.
That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I need two letters.
Is there anything from anyone on council or any of our committees? I did. I got a message from Scott.
What's the name?
With the companies, with their groups.
It's Europe.
Instagram, to show me some of the stuff they built. And they do utilize some of the old concrete.
Yeah.
To build some of the ramps. And the ramps are out of concrete instead of wood. So they will last a lot longer.
Okay.
So if you guys want, I can show you that later.
Can I ask Sergeant Walker a question? Are we going to try and look for another part-time police officer to replace Nathan?
I don't know what the future chief has in plan.
Okay.
That's going to be up to their decision. In my opinion, I don't know that we should replace that position because they're not available to work as much as a full-time position.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to old business, we have ordinance 20-2024, second reading.
Ordinance 20-2024 is an ordinance authorizing a contract with the Public Defenders Commission of Fulton County for the representation of indigent defendants in ordinance only by cases filed by the Village of Delta.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to new business. Ordinance 24-2024.
Ordinance 24-2024 is an ordinance establishing positions and wages for certain employees of the Village of Delta, Ohio, and declares an emergency.
We announced last week the appointment of Street Superintendent Neil Tedrow, and this ordinance sets his salary at $31 an hour.
Do we have a start date? Is it 2 weeks, or is that started?
We were looking at November 18th as being his first day on the job.
So moved. Second.
That's the motion to suspend, correct?
Yes, motion to suspend.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to make it final on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 13-2024 is an emergency.
Resolution 13-2024 is a resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor, and it declares an emergency.
The reason for the emergency is we're not going to take the total blame on this one. The notification of the Budget Commission meeting was somehow lost between us and the county auditor's office, but they, but staff did attend a meeting. We finally got in touch with the county auditor. They went and had a meeting with it, and this is a procedural ordinance, a resolution accepting the rates of their from the Budget Commission. And basically, it's the general fund rates, the 2.8 mils that are inside the 10 mil limitation. And then there are two levies for the park fund and for the police fund. And so you'll be accepting those rates. And then and the other ones, also the special levies that were outside the 10 mil limitation. So that's, in essence, it's a very procedural kind of, if you don't accept it, I don't collect it, so. And we need the money.
I'll make a motion to suspend.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to suspend. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes. Do I have a motion to make final on first reading?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Are there any questions related to today's council proceedings?
Yes.
We should have a second reading for Resolution 12-2024 amending.
That park?
Park.
I thought that was adopted on our.
No, it was adopted as amended.
I thought it was going three readings.
Oh.
I don't think there was an amendment on it.
Yeah, well, you made the amendment to change it to individual.
Right.
And I thought you passed it as an emergency at the last meeting.
I thought we did too.
Yeah, it doesn't say because they made the change before
we
made
the
amendment. Yeah, I made the change and sent it to Marlena to include in the ordinance book.
I believe that it was.
Okay, sure. We voted to suspend
that word. Oh, what did the minutes say?
I don't have the minutes done.
Yeah, that's what.
But I could go and look quick if you'd like. I have them.
It would be nice to know because we can appoint those members on the 20th.
Give me just a second. I'll go look.
So you don't think you passed it at the last meeting?
We didn't pass it. I scratched out and put first reading.
Okay.
So if that's the case, can I add in the agenda? So
yes.
Add it as
yep.
An emergency?
But yeah, let's wait. If we wait, Marlena, yep.
That was a first reading. The amendment was to waive the residency.
Okay.
Amendment, yeah.
Yeah.
So
do you have it with you?
I'm
amend tonight's agenda to adopt 12-2024 under emergency provisions. That sound right?
We need to amend the agenda to put it on the agenda, so that would be the first motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and second to approve, amend the agenda to include that resolution on there. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
And would you like to make it an emergency?
Yes.
Okay, so you would need to amend the resolution to include the emergency clause.
Yeah, I'd like to amend resolution 12-2024 with an emergency clause.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Now just the regular process.
So now I can do make final after second reading?
Correct.
Adoption, yeah.
Do I have a motion to make final after second reading for resolution 12-2024? Yes, so.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Now do we need a motion to make it final?
Mm-hmm.
That was the motion to make it final.
I'm sorry, yes.
Final.
We didn't have to make a motion to suspend?
We did.
That was the second one.
I thought that was to amend it to a final.
We made one to amend.
We're missing that.
Yeah, we have to make, yeah, that so, one was, should have been
the okay, one. I thought the second, because there was three different motions right there. What's our clerk?
Motion to put it on the agenda.
Yeah. And I thought the second was the motion to suspend.
No, the second one was the motion to amend the resolution.
To add it to emergency. Right, so, emergency.
Okay, so then that one would have been the motion to suspend. So now the motion to make final.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So moved.
Good catch, Michelle. Second. Motion and second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Any other questions related to today's proceedings?
Yeah, I got a question. Does anybody know when the chamber is going to have their Christmas?
Yes. Hold on. Glad you mentioned that. Because they asked if they could use Memorial Hall again, like they did last year. And it is going to be,
is that because they've been renting out Givers Hall?
I have no idea. The private party. December 7th is when Ms. Fucci asked if the chamber could use the hall again for their Christmas deal.
Do you know what time that is?
She has asked if it's okay with us using Memorial Hall again for Winterfest on December 7th. I believe it's normally during the day, like midday.
It's usually right after the parade.
Yeah.
I thought that was like when it was dark out.
Winterfest?
Yeah. It's well, don't they have a parade? Is
exactly
there a parade and the lights?
I love Santa Claus coming here.
That's a big deal. Well,
didn't they use it during the day?
Yeah, they used it. They had like a little craft show type deal in here during the day.
Yeah.
And those Christmas trees.
Yeah.
A giving tree or something?
It was, they
people donated
trees.
Decorated Christmas trees for people.
Did we do it in the back room last year?
They set up the sleigh, so the pictures and stuff took place in the back room. But we did have the trees displayed in this room and in the hallways.
And I believe there were a couple tables set up in one of the rooms that the kids could get craft stuff from to take home.
I don't have an issue with it, as long as we're not double booking, we're probably going to two people. Yeah, I have no issue with that. Second. Oh.
Yeah.
Second, no issue.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Do
we have to make a motion for that?
Yes, we do.
So I have a motion and a second to allow the chamber to use Memorial Hall on December 7th for Winterfest. Can I roll call, please?
Shire, or Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Next one, December 7th. Any other questions or anything else I might have forgot? I don't think. All right, the next regular village meeting will be Monday, November 18th at 5:30 p.m.
So move.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please, to adjourn at 8:06 p.m.